Well, the purpose of today is number one, showing support for our brothers and sisters that are up in the trees up near the blast zone there, and to hopefully put another wrench in the gears of the machine that is rolling forward and destroying our beautiful East End Valley. And again, just to further reiterate to Mr. Deaney and council that they do not have the majority of people's interest in mind when being down here and doing this expressway. Mr. Deaney has less than 20% of the people of Hamilton voting for him, so by no means does he have a majority. And I just wanted to further reiterate a lot of the points that are still of major concern to Hamiltonians. 50% of Hamilton's social housing is within 1 kilometer of this expressway. The valley itself was a huge lung for the East End of Hamilton, where we have some of the highest asthma rates in the country, and Hamilton's air quality is increasingly getting worse and worse every year, especially downwind from the steel mills. And by putting in this expressway, it's going to make the air quality so poor that scientists have said that children and the elderly will not be able to enjoy the valley in its present state, especially with the expressway in. Yeah, and I was also calling this because I declined interviews with The Spectator earlier just because of my issues with the corporate media at large and their handling of this this situation and the obvious bias towards Deaney and the campaign when that was all going on. And I won the award of the Environmentalist of the Year, and I just wanted to let people know what I've been through to get such a moniker put to my name. I've been surveilled by the police for a number of months. There was a fella that was videotaping me yesterday as well. On May the 1st, there was police that were following around people from a Red Hill Valley coalition as well. I was arrested twice, thrown in jail for a night. Of 24 people that were arrested, there was 20 charges dropped. I'm pretty sure I'm accurate on those stats. And this is how we treat environmentalists and anybody with a voice of dissent that is standing up for the common good and the good of our communities. And this road is a typical example of big business and the political elites pushing their agenda on the wills of communities and all across the world, really, and the power structures that be. And this road goes right up to the top of the political elites in this country. Paul Martin and his CSL ships, a lot of the coal and stuff is coming right into Hamilton Harbor, and a lot of his holdings and a lot of the money that is made from his company is a lot of said and done here in Hamilton, as well as Magnus Steel, which is owned by the Stronach family, which is one of the top funders of the Conservative Party as well. And they also have a lot of interest here in this road. And yeah, I'm just here to say that no, we are here for the community, and I represent a growing number of people that recognize the degradation of our environment and the breaking down of our communities for at the hands of big developers and private interest companies.
So you're tying Paul Martin directly into this expressway in some way?
Well, he definitely has a big interest in this expressway and roads like this. And really, it's an extension of the NAFTA superhighway and these big trade deals, which I don't recall ever having any kind of vote on. And when the NAFTA was put through, it was not, the Conservatives did not get majority of the vote that year either. And there's a fundamental problem with the way that our electoral politics works in this country as well.
What about the tree sitters that are now off the ground on the other end of the valley?
Yeah, hats off to them. They're just totally amazing, and they have all my support. And yeah, hopefully we'll be able to get a little bit of media around this and really pull the community together, because I know that a lot of people in this city are against this expressway, and a lot of people just don't know a lot of the politics behind it. But hopefully we'll be able to mobilize once again, because the expressway isn't here, and we're not going to go away. And
no, I understand blasting is supposed to be starting very soon. Do you happen to know when it is?
I have no idea. The city wants to keep that as hush as they possibly can.
But isn't that why the tree sitters chose the spot they did, that they could be right in the line of the blasting and the hydro towers?
I can't speak for the tree sitters, but I'm sure that was one of the major decisions in why they chose the spot that they did.
Any idea how long they can hold out up there?
5 months? No. It depends who the city of Hamilton wants to bring in to deal with the situation. But, they'll have the support of me and my cohorts and friends and brothers and sisters of Hamilton, I'm sure, as long as they're up there.
When is the environmental award dinner?
It is on Wednesday evening at Hillcrest on Concession.
Okay, we've been talking to Kevin Hamilton, the original tree sitter in the Red Hill Valley. Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.